Hi, this is Hannah Brim, and you're about to listen to Prayer Mountain Prayer School. Hope you enjoy the message.
We're participators with what the Holy Spirit's doing. We're not just spectators, but we're participators. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that this is a generation that rises up for such a time as this, that God has called you, that God knew, He knew how old you were going to be at this time. He knew how, what age you were going to be. He knew where you were going to be at this time. And God has called us in this time. And He's adopted us as His children. Amen. He made us His children. And I thank you, Jesus, that we, because of that blood, Jesus paid a huge price so we could pray, so we could fellowship. He paid a huge price for you so we could pray. Hallelujah. He gave His life up. The Son of Man, He came. His purpose was to be a perfect sacrifice. That was His purpose. He came to do that, to die, to say, Father, not my will, but your will be done. How big of a purpose is that? That because of what He did, that we're able to do this today, that we're able to have prayer school, that we're able to pray. It's something that we shouldn't take lightly, but it's something that God's ordained, that God's called for such a time as this. Amen. And it's time for us to awaken spiritually. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up to what God is doing. It's time to be a part of His move, because He's moving. We're not waiting for Him to move. He's moving right now. Amen. His Spirit's moving. If you can sense the Holy Spirit moving today. Amen. And we're a part of it. It's time that we're a part of it. It's time for us to not have any more excuses. But it's time for us to be obedient and say, God, I surrender. Consume me. Have your way in my life. Do what you want to do. It's not my will, it's your will. And we're obedient to Him. And we obey Him. But I just sense that He paid such a huge price. Let's turn to Hebrews. Hebrews 4. He paid such a huge price for us. It's something that we shouldn't take lightly. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:14. It says, inasmuch then we have a great high priest who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession of faith in Him. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand, and this is the Amplified, and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liabilities, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. Thank God He was the perfect sacrifice. Hallelujah. It says in 16, and this is what we've done today. This is what we've done because we've accepted Jesus in our hearts. Verse 16, it says, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor, so that we might receive mercy and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help. Thank God that's well-timed help. Amen. You need that help. It's right on time, coming just when we need it. Hallelujah. Jesus paid the price. Think of it, that there's a courtroom in heaven, the heavens, there's the Holy of Holies. And every year in the Old Testament, before Jesus paid the price, before there was that perfect lamb, that Jesus became that perfect sacrifice, that they had to offer animals. They had different animals for different sacrifices of sins that they had to have covenant with. And I'm so glad that we don't have to do that, because Jesus did it. It's something that we shouldn't take lightly. And only the high priest in that time in the old covenant could go into that Holy of Holies. But Jesus ripped that separation that was separating man from God so that we could come through here, that we could be a generation to pray and a generation to be obedient and a generation to surrender to God and a generation to walk into the Holy of Holies. It's a holy thing. And it's not to be taken lightly. And I just want to encourage you, and I'm encouraging myself as well, that there was such a price to be paid so we could pray and we could enter into the Holy of Holies.